Got Brian out with us right now up in Minnesota. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Okay. Let's talk about cover crops in your area. Talk about, you know, maybe strip till or what types of practices you got going with it and what you're seeing.
Sure. So we transitioned our farm about 5 years ago to strip till. About that same time, maybe a year earlier, we had started to use some cereal rye after our sugar beet harvest. There's just no residue left after a harvest, and we get these open winters, and
That
dirt continues to blow, and we're the black eye of the neighborhood because we got ditches full of black dirt. So we were tired of that and wanted to find a way to fix that. So we had really good luck the first few years. We had some nice warm falls. We were able to get that established right after harvest and get it up a couple inches tall, so at least would hold that soil through the winter. And then, of course, spring comes, and that stuff grows 6 inches a week. And so that part works really well. So as we got into strip-till, then the next kind of natural progression or thought was to get into cover crops. And so we started to interseed in our corn as we're side-dressing nitrogen. So we do that in one pass, and that's worked out really well. We've had some mixed results with the mixes or the different types of seed we're trying to use. So we're still trying to play with that recipe a little bit to get that dialed in. But all in all, I've seen good things from that. Soil structure, water infiltration really came a lot faster than we first thought.
Yeah, the water infiltration, I'm glad you brought that up, because where you're at, there's some pretty tough, tight soils in your part of central Minnesota. And I just think that water infiltration has got to be big, especially when you see so many guys doing conventional till and like you said, with the sugar beet rotation too.
Right. Yep. No, it was, so we started in 14, just playing at the strip till and jumped in 100% 15. And by fall of 16, we had a really wet fall. And you know, everybody had told us about the soil structure thing, and that really wasn't our intent when we went to strip till. Our intent was more of the cost savings and that type thing, as we were coming off of $7 corn, knowing we had to lower our costs. But this the soil structure thing really opened our eyes, because at fall of 16, I had buddies of mine sending me pictures of grain carts and combine stuck and tracks and water in the tracks and this type of thing. And we harvested all our pattern tiled land first, which is about a third of what we farm, and then stood in the shop one morning scratching our head trying to decide what was the lesser of evils to go on and continue harvest. And as we went, we were just surprised ourselves, because we never left a track. We just drove. And so that was really surprising to us to see a change that fast.
Yeah, that is awesome, because there are some huge ruts through most of Minnesota from guys struggling to get the crop out where that structure wasn't so good. Been talking with Brian over in Minnesota. Brian, thank you so much. Really appreciate you sharing today.
Sure. Appreciate it.